Okay, guys, we're live with this very lovely, friendly girl from Moscow named Victoria. 86394 is her profile at A Foreign Affair, loveme.com. But you all know that. You've seen her pictures, and you wanted to know more about her, and that's why we're here. So, Victoria, again, thank you for letting us talk with you on your Sunday evening in Moscow. What time is it there?
Hi, everyone. It's 11:11 at the moment.
11:11. Is it okay to call you so late?
Yes, I chose the time by myself, so it was okay.
Okay, very nice. And so the guys who are listening, I mentioned earlier, they have seen your photos, and they would like to know more about this beautiful, exciting girl. So I thought I'd ask you some questions. We'd get to know you a little bit, and then we'll see what happens, okay?
Okay.
I'd like to kind of start out by asking how you heard about the marriage agency in Moscow and when you joined and what made you decide to join.
Oh, it's a long story to tell. I will try to make it short.
That's okay.
The way it was, I went to USA to my friend who is married there, and she has a beautiful boy.
Mm-hmm.
So I visited them last year in August or September. Something like this. I just my visa started August and I went to, in September. So I liked USA very much. And she told me a marvelous story about the Russian girl from St. Petersburg who met a man via Foreign Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they got married soon before I came to USA.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend has been to the wedding party.
Ah.
And she told me the story and I thought that maybe I can try. I never use internet or something like this to get to know anyone. I actually do not usually meet anyone anywhere. But when I came from USA, I had so many, so great memories. And I have feeling that I'd like to try,
sure,
as that girl did. And so I just thinking about half a year, I finally decided to submit my application. And then I just didn't even believe that a letter will come and I will join the society or something. 3 months passed, and only after I forgot about it, I got the letter that they asked me to fill in the application.
Yes, unfortunately, sometimes it takes us a little while to get your application on our website and that kind of thing. But we're very glad that you found us. We're very lucky to have you, and I really hope as a result of it you get to meet someone really special.
Okay.
So you came to America and you had positive impressions, and your friend met her husband, and your friend's friend met her husband. Just given what you've told me, this isn't really about just coming back to America. There's more to this than just living in America. Isn't that correct? Your motivation, your reasons for joining the marriage agency are not all about coming back to America. There's something greater than that that you're pursuing.
Yes, it's not America at all, because I knew that was Foreign Affairs and not American.
Yes.
One.
Yeah.
So I just, how to say, I don't think that I am very, very old. But still, I think that it's time just to look for something more serious than only just working and job and so on.
Yeah.
So that's why I submitted the application, because I have no time and no even desire to go anywhere and meet anywhere anyone. I mean, just like in pubs or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not like this way. So I don't know anything about internet relationships, but still I thought that it could be more safe.
Sure.
So because I will have much time to get to know a person. I love writing letters.
Mm-hmm.
Many of my friends know me because we write letters to each other, and not internet ones, but written really real letters.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend, when she was in America for a year, I wrote her letters and she wrote me letters, and I received letters from USA. It was so great. And I receive letters from my friends still. That's why I believe when a person writes and I see his handwriting, for example, I can guess what mood he is on at the moment.